K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, guys. This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
What's going on?
Well, I was hoping you guys could help me with the issue I had with the girl that I met, and we went on a date, and I hadn't heard back from her, but everything was good. So, like, let me tell you. So, we went to Buckhorn Tavern.
Oh, okay.
And, nice.
It was good. So, Sherry and I, we had this date, and, like, I've been talking to her on Facebook, trying to talk to her on Facebook, and she's not responding to me there. I don't know, like, we met at my job where I'm a manager at I don't want to say the name, but at a grocery store here in town, but she and I went out, and my day job's just part of my life. I'm an artist as well, and so on our date, I brought my sketchbook, you know, because I never know when inspiration may hit, and so when I was there, I did do a couple drawings of her, and she said she liked them, and, you know, said that we'd, like, go out again, and I just haven't heard from her, and so I thought maybe you guys could help me out.
So did you drew her?
Yeah, I drew her and some other things. Like, I'm kind of trying to start my own art movement. I mean, I must probably do, like, 10 to 15, if not more, drawings a day.
Wow.
I got a lot of inspiration.
Definitely.
I guess so.
And talent that needs to be shared.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm trying to start my own art movement. So, you know, like, as the first person in that movement, you gotta probably get a lot of that work.
Yeah.
Yourself. Nancy?
Yeah.
Fry?
Yeah.
I've got some drawings of you that, like, I'd be happy to pass along to you at, like, a remote or something. You
know? Really?
Hey, as long as you drew me skinny, I don't care.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Well, you just let me know when, and I'll be happy to bring them to you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Let's get you rehooked with Sherry.
Yeah, we'll see if we can help you out since you drew us and whatnot. But hold on a second here. We're going to get Sherry's phone number. We're going to call her, okay?
Thank you, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
How long have you been a grocery store manager? That sounds kind of fun to me, actually, because I like grocery stores.
You do.
I do. They're fun.
I mean, I started out actually bagging up stuff. So, I mean, I've been a manager probably now a good 10 months.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay.
Months, he's moved up.
Well, congrats on moving your way up there.
A grocery store managing artist.
Ooh, thank you.
Maybe you could do the hookup for us on meat.
Yeah, no, I mean, I learned the business from the ground up. Like I said, I started out bagging groceries, and, you know, that was just 5 years ago. And, well, you know, I don't want to say the name of the store, but I will say that a lot of my art is hanging in the break room. I get a lot of my drawings up in there, and I get a lot of compliments.
Well, that's, you know, good.
I'm sort of on the right
side. Now, people want his drawings and stuff?
Well, you know, I kind of spend a lot of time more in the corner being inspired and doing drawings and not really sharing them there, because, like, everybody was seemingly more together, and I felt kind of just, like, taken in the scene.
There's that.
You know those guys at King's Island that you pay to do to do drawings?
Oh,
caricatures or whatever they're called.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got pushed out of there for giving them too much competition because I was doing for free, and they did not take kindly, and they made me leave. They were not appreciative of my art.
It's probably because you were so talented.
You're out doing everybody.
I mean, you know exactly.
That's the way I took it because they were, you know, people were waiting for my drawings after they saw the first one, and then that's when they were just like, you got to go. And they wouldn't even. I was trying to show them how good my drawings were in comparison, but they just said, no, you got to go.
All right, Jeff.
And,
well,
you know, but, like, you got to suffer for your art, so it's okay.
This is good stuff. Well, hold on a second here. We're gonna see if we can help you out with the whole Sherry deal, the whole reason why you called. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate your interest in my art.
Okay, hold on a second. We're gonna finish dialing her number here, and be real quiet. We're gonna get her on the line, hopefully.
Okay.
Hi there. Is this Sherry?
Yes. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Sherry. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good.
Hey, Sherry. Do you you busy right now? You have a couple seconds. We could borrow you for a minute.
Yeah. Sure.
I think in one word we could kind of summarize why we're calling.
Pretty much.
Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff.
Jeff.
In silence.
Jeff, the artist.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, what about him?
He likes you.
Yeah, I understand you guys had a date. He even did some drawing for you, drew something of you, drew some things around you, from what we understand.
You know, just hearing his name, I'm so embarrassed for him.
Embarrassed for him?
Why?
Yeah, he seems pretty confident.
Well, on our date, he kept doing these drawings of me, and they were really, really awful.
Oh.
I know he's trying to do this art movement, but he drew me so ugly.
So, what? How are they awful? Like, what was wrong with them? Like, bad coloring or?
It was just, it didn't look like me at all. I looked like a monster. I had a giant head. And grotesque hair.
I cannot believe I'm hearing this. I thought I explained to you, Sherry, but this is the movement.
Oh,
this is it's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Abstractism.
There he is, Sherry. By the way.
Oh my God. He drew a tattoo of my name on the drawing.
What?
Well, maybe he's.
I mean, it was. I was inspired to do it. It wasn't like it. You know. It was just part of the art. Like, these images and ideas just come to me. That's why I carry the sketchbook and I do so many drawings each day because I've got so many different ideas. And like I said, I'm trying to get this movement off the ground.
So,
I cannot believe that you would talk about my art, saying it's gross.
I love art. I go to the museum, but that was not good art.
Well, was he trying to be like Picasso?
But that's what art.
No.
Sherry, how much was he drawing, like, on the date? What, did you guys have a date?
Yeah, we had one date. I think he drew, like, how many? Eight drawings, Steph? That's all he did on the date. He kept drawing.
I have to go look at my sketchbook.
Barely had a conversation.
His sketchbook.
Right.
Yeah.
Nancy, this is not like Picasso. Do you remember Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. The Liger drawing. It was like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a classic. I've seen that on shirts. I've seen that. Oh, I can't even believe that you would use that as a reference.
Yeah, but that is. You're saying that.
And to some people,
like,
that is a treasure.
That.
Some people
really
don't like. Some
gross.
People don't like the masterwork. Some people like abstractism. Some people are going to love my new movement. But you know what? You're obviously not one of them who can appreciate good art.
Wow.
How dare you make fun of my life's work? It is so offensive to hear you criticize my art. If you don't like it, you don't have to look at it, but it is great art, and I cannot believe you would say anything
to
the contrary.
Because you share it on social media.
Oh.
Yeah.
And all...
Yeah, well, museums share
great
art on their walls, and on the internet, you can find art. So what's the difference? I'm just using the galleries.
Because you're saying it looks like me.
Currently.
Of course I can say it's bad. It's just like
me.
So, Sherry, I
have... You saw me with a crooked nose.
Okay, Sherry, I was going to ask you. You mentioned Napoleon Dynamite.
You
said it's not Picasso.
For million.
Hang on, Jeff. How did he draw you?
Just fired up.
I want to get an image. Obviously, you don't look like a liger, but
no.
What did it look like?
He drew me. Looks like a giant.
I'll send it to you.
Creepy looking doll. I have a crooked nose. I have no fingers on my hands. my head is giant compared to my body. My body is tiny. And sometimes he draws me in a wedding dress and a wedding veil. Really, really creepy. And he put tattoos on every picture right on my neck.
On your neck? Why did you do that, Jeff?
That's part of the movement, that there is some sort of imagery or name on most of the necks or in some way, form, you know. It's sort of like my signature style, but, you know, like I said, I've got pictures for you guys. I'm happy to even send you the picture I did.
I cannot wait.
I want to see. I can't wait either.
If my body's tiny,
I'm happy to provide
like hers.
It to you because I can't believe she talks about my art like that. It is infuriating.
Well,
I'm allowed to talk about it. Look, besides that, it was the worst date I've ever had. There was no chemistry. I would really not like to see him for a second date.
Okay, well.
Well, okay. Jeff, you just need somebody who appreciates your art.
She had a shot with a future master.
Yeah, see?
Artist, and now that's it. See it. But I'll be happy to get those pictures over to you.
Cannot wait.
Send it to us. Send us ours. We'll put it up on our website.
He could be in the Dayton Art Institute one
day.
See,
you never know. But, hey, Sherry, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Bye.